This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's the Lincoln quote for you. He must always make enemies, for then he can be sure he exists. Always making enemies, of course, is the opposite of Abraham Lincoln. The quote is what the poet W.H. Auden said about the leading character in one of Shakespeare's plays, one of Lincoln's favorite plays of Shakespeare, Richard III. The bad King Richard, wrote W.H. Auden, has to make enemies just so he knows he's alive. We know Richard's opening lines, "Now is the winter of our discontent," supposedly made glorious by the new sunshine of his brother becoming king, settling the terrible civil wars that had plagued England for 30 years, what we call the War of the Roses. But Richard is not happy that their civil war could be over because he has ambition to be king, and making enemies along the way is so self-assuring to him. But Lincoln knew what we all learn as the play goes on, that now, in fact, the winter will continue. The bad king is so ambitious that he will lie, do anything, including turning against those closest to him. Lincoln would have read these lines from this play even as a youngster and his school reader. The theme of ambition corrupting honor was the lesson he took to heart. He really never let his ambition corrupt his honor. Unlike the bad king who hates more in order to know that he exists more, Lincoln actually loved more and more. Some critics say that Americans just can't really accept a dark view, that tragedy and evil are just un-American, and we can hopefully overcome them, and like the sunshine, we'll make winter's discontent turn into glorious summer, you know, the morning in America optimism. But others say that Lincoln himself was deeper and ahead of his time in how he could see the bitterness and irony in bad King Richard, see it for what it was, blind self-destruction, without himself, Lincoln, becoming self-destructive. So we can imagine Lincoln being able to understand even then what the English poet Auden said about King Richard, that he had to make everyone into an enemy just to feel alive. This clear-eyed way that Lincoln has shows up in his view of how misguided the South had become. Lincoln never hated the South. He had deep Southern roots. His wife's sister and some cousins were Confederates. He once said to Northerners that we would act the same as them if we were in their social situation. He knew it was hard to rise above the tribe and clan and social pressure, even though he had done it himself. He said that the South had been given sugar-coated versions of things for decades, even lies. They had been told things like slavery was good, and the black man was happy, and even that armed rebellion could work. All that turned out to be what Lincoln always knew it was, sugarcoating. In other words, sweetened lies. Lincoln could see evil darkness for what it was, blind ambition, and he could see sugarcoating propaganda for what it was, fake news. Now, the winter of discontent really did come to the South after the war. If winter means that your way of life is darkened and even destroyed, and that is what happened to the South. The slave way of life was over, and a new society had to be constructed in its place. But race hatred didn't go away, and after the Civil War, the South simply rebuilt the segregated society they had had, only without outright slavery. That society, in turn, had to be torn down by the Civil Rights Movement. Even now, the social poison of racism has not been healed in our whole country. But what did Lincoln offer the South, whom he did not hate? What did Lincoln offer in place of angry resentment? He offered the idea of America, a house where freedom was tempered by equality, and equality was made joyful by freedom. For the South, like any society that is on the edge of collapse, all the ideas of ethical goodness had to change. All the behaviors of people towards each other had to change. In a time of cultural devastation, the role of ethics, the idea of hope, become crucial. In the Gettysburg Address, his offer of hope was a new birth of freedom. That was not just for the North, it was for America. That included for him the South. A new birth of freedom was a part of the ending of their winter of discontent. It takes a long time for a good idea and a clear vision to work. But Lincoln knew he existed because, unlike the bad king who could not be a lover and so became a willful villain, Lincoln knew that he had and that we have better angels in our nature. And so in the hope of the coming summer sunlight, we too can be lighted down in honor, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer. This has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.